DW.
Dichato is a small coastal town located around 500 kilometers or about 310 miles south from Chile's capital, Santiago. Most of the 3,000 inhabitants here earn their livelihoods as fishermen or work in the local restaurants. In summer, thousands of tourists come to the town's beaches. But on the 27th of February 2010, the peaceful beach town was shocked by a major earthquake in the early morning hours.
The street lamps were moving like rubber bands from one side to the other. The road was moving. The people who were running tripped over the emerging humps. A family up the hill received us. Everyone went up the hills. No one stayed down here.
That Saturday night at 3:34 a.m. local time, the second most powerful earthquake in Chile's history shook the country, with a magnitude of 8.8, Antonio Alomar recalls. The earthquake triggered a tsunami which devastated several coastal towns. Dichato was among the worst hit places and was almost completely inundated. The epicenter of the quake was just 50 kilometers away from the town. Alomar is 62 and was born and raised in Dichato. He and his family used to live right next to the beach and owned a pub close by. They lost everything because of the quake. When the tsunami destroyed Dichato, Alomar was the head of the town's Chamber of Commerce and Tourism. He united all the small business people to rebuild a local business. Many of them didn't have insurance.
95% of the commerce of Dichato disappeared in that moment.
95% of Dichato's commerce disappeared at that moment. We got organized, got together to plan the reconstruction and to discuss the politics of the government. We worked hand in hand with the government and the authorities. Together we reconstructed Dichato.
In December 2012, Alomar opened a new restaurant called Asturias, right next to the beach. The seaside front was completely reconstructed. There's now a concrete promenade for tourists and a flood wall in front of the promenade. In February 2018, 8 years after the tsunami, the last part of the reconstruction project that had required an investment of over $20 million was completed.
Dichato is a different Dichato now. Before, it was more romantic. There were dirt roads. When I left my house, I just had to cross the street and was by a sandy beach. Today, there is a big investment in touristic infrastructure. People still come to visit the places affected by the earthquake, but Dichato is not the same anymore.
Little by little, tourists have come back to Dichato's beaches. But according to Alomar, commerce has only recovered by around 50%. Earth tremors are nothing out of the ordinary in Chile. In 2017, the country recorded more than 8,000 tremors, according to the University of Chile, though none reached the magnitude of an earthquake. This is the alarm sound that is supposed to warn Chileans of tsunamis. But on the 27th of February 2010, it did not warn anyone. Investigations found enormous negligence in the procedure of the public agencies in charge of disasters. The alarm could have saved many lives, but since there was no alarm, people had no chance to evacuate their homes and villages in time. A number of things went wrong. First, the authorities did not pass on the tsunami alarm that the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center in Hawaii had sent them just 1 minute after the earthquake, because the person in charge didn't speak English. Then, after the warning had gone out, the authorities called it off too early, and many Chileans went back to their homes, meeting death and destruction. The tsunami at Dichato consisted of 7 waves. Many people who had evacuated for the tsunami returned after the 5th wave, believing it was over, and were killed by the 6th wave. 16 people died in Dichato that day.
Today there are emergency escape routes. There are institutions that notify and inform. That day the firefighters told us to go up the hill, but today we are much better prepared.
A group that was particularly affected by the seaquake in Dichato were the local fishermen, One of the fishermen is Juan Letelier, also known as El Niño. He owns a small shop that is now close to the sea called Josefina, where he sells food and drinks. He says that he didn't get any help from the government to rebuild his home.
I lost everything. After 2 years, I went back fishing. Meanwhile, I reconstructed my house with my own resources, with my wife. I didn't get any help from the government. When I had rebuilt my boat, a second earthquake destroyed it again.
Just 1 year after the tsunami, in April of 2011, the most powerful earthquake ever recorded in Japan triggered tsunami waves that also reached the Chilean coast and damaged Dichato once again. Close to El Niño's house, several fishermen pull up a small boat on the shore. An old man with a white beard and lots of wrinkles is sitting in his favourite chair close by watching the sea. Luisberto Mendez, or Huetito, as everyone around here calls him, has experienced three sea quakes in Dichato. The first one was in 1960, the strongest earthquake recorded in the 20th century. But the tsunami of 2010 was one that was much worse for people in Dichato.
That day, I wanted to go out fishing. I got up at 4 a.m., put on my clothes, and had a coffee. I couldn't believe it. I went outside, and all my neighbors were outside. I said to them, "Get your children and run up the hill." They asked me why. I had experienced the quake of 1960, so I knew the water wasn't going to rise straight away. It would take 10 to 15 minutes. I told everyone to go up the hill, and then the sea came in. There weren't waves. The sea just filled up the cove, and it took everything. Everything here was underwater. It was very sad.
Huetito is a member of the Fishermen's Syndicate. Like him, all 120 fishermen in Dichato lost everything because of the quake. The majority didn't receive help from the government to rebuild their homes and repair the boats after the tsunami. In 2016, the Supreme Court of Chile decided that the government had to pay over $1 billion in compensation to families of victims of the tsunami across the country because the alarm system malfunctioned. According to Huetito, the government's reparations weren't fair for everyone.
There are people who suffered, but many people took advantage. There are people who didn't lose anything, and they wrote their names down and were the first ones to get a new house. I had inherited my house from my parents, and that's why I didn't get anything. They should have given me back my house, but I didn't receive anything up till today. I did everything on my own.
People in Dichato have suffered a lot, but they have developed a strong resilience to be able to go on with their lives. DW.